Hey CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 2. The start of the year is a time for resolutions. It is a time when we pause to contemplate our lives and to set goals in order to create a better future. Typically, the goal is to create a better future for ourselves by improving physically, financially, relationally, spiritually, and all of the other areas we can think of. But if you want to experience an extraordinary year, your best year ever, improving will not be enough. You will have to add to your improvements humility. This sounds a bit odd, doesn't it? I say this because better, combined with humility, results in extraordinary. But what is humility? Humility, in the biblical sense, is living for a purpose greater than oneself. It was through humility that a stuttering man named Moses liberated the people of Israel from slavery. It was through humility that a young boy named David defeated Goliath. It was through humility that the apostles, who at one time abandoned Jesus, spread the gospel beyond Palestine throughout the first century and all the way into the 21st century. And it is through Christ's humility that God offered salvation to the entire world. Talents and resources alone did not cause these men to live extraordinary lives. It was their talents and resources combined with a purpose greater than themselves that allowed them to live extraordinary lives. Let's take a moment to read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Once King Solomon had completed the construction of the temple to honor God, a purpose greater than himself, and after dedicating the temple to God, God appeared to Solomon and said, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray." In other words, if you want God to be attentive to your prayers this year, you need to understand that He is looking to hear the prayers of those who are praying for a purpose greater than themselves. If you want to experience your best year ever, then make a commitment to fulfill your resolutions. But more importantly, you must humble yourself and pray, not just for yourself. Pray for others too. Let me reiterate, pray for a purpose that is greater than you. In my estimation, there is no other purpose greater than God's purpose, and His purpose is that no person should be lost, but that will proceed to repentance for the forgiveness of sins and the healing of their land. Let's think about it. The people who most inspire us are those who've lived extraordinary lives. I would venture to say that if you thought about it, you would discover that the reason they lived extraordinary lives was because they lived for a purpose greater than themselves. So, the best way to make this the best year of your life is to dedicate yourself to a purpose greater than you. What's the purpose behind your New Year's resolutions? Is that purpose greater than yourself? And if so, what is your purpose? As we kick off the new year, I am certain if we strive to humble ourselves as we fast and pray, God is going to listen and answer our prayers. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, all glory and all honor are yours now and forever. Today, I humbly come into your presence with thanksgiving and gratitude. I am thankful for this new year, for this new beginning, for this new opportunity to love and to serve you. I have many dreams and aspirations, numerous resolutions, and many desires. But this time, I want to surrender them all to you. For so long, I have lived a life of personal aspirations. But this time, I want to live for a purpose that is greater than I. Today, I surrender my plans to you and ask that you would hear my prayer and bless the work of my hands. I pray that everything I do would serve to further your kingdom and your agenda for mankind. Place in me a burden for others and teach me to serve and to love as Jesus served and loved. Not my will, but your will. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Thank you for using me for a purpose greater than me. Thank you for making this an extraordinary year and for helping me to live an extraordinary life that will have a positive ripple effect long after I'm gone. In the name of your precious Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.